The maps passed by the legislature were carefully crafted by experienced Republican lawyers and stand to give the GOP an electoral edge in Wisconsin for the next decade. And yet, when Governor Scott Walker was asked yesterday whether he'd signed the bills, he said he wasn't even sure his office had received them.
Presumably, once we do, we'll carve out some time in the next week or so to take a look at the details.
The legislative record of the redistricting bill shows Walker's office did receive them, but not until Tuesday. That delay is unusual. And UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says it's probably not by coincidence.
In politics, there's always a reason. And in this case, it's both politics and the law.
Consider this. Walker already received and signed another redistricting bill that changes the law to let the state draw its maps before local governments. But Secretary of State Doug La Follette, a Democrat, has yet to publish it. La Follette's office says that won't happen until next Monday. Until it does, it could be illegal for the state to finalize its maps on this expedited timeline. Lee says it could be an important distinction if the maps were challenged in court.
You know, sometimes we vote for politicians based on slogans, but when it comes to actually passing laws, there's no such thing as an unimportant detail.
The governor can't sit on the redistricting maps forever. He has until Tuesday to sign them, the day after the plan that changes the timeline is published. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.